Marty Lurie here with another great game in Giants franchise history. On this one, fans, we're going to go back to September 22nd of 1993. Now, this is a great divisional race between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves have picked up Fred McGriff over the summer, and they lead the Giants going into this game by 3.5 with only 12 to play. So this is September 22nd. Of 1993, and you remember what a great race that turned out to be. So, with 12 to play, the Giants are 3.5 back of the Braves. They're in Houston, in the Astrodome, to take on the Houston Astros. It's the third game of a four-game series, and the Giants have split the first two games with the Astros, and now they go into Game 3. It's a night game. 31,507 are there to witness this one. Now, Houston is still in the race as well, so this game has got implications for everybody. For the Giants, they turn to their right-hander, Billy Swift, who was 18-8 on the year.
93, obviously, with Dusty, was he knew the type of pitcher I was. He was going to let me go as long as I had told him that I was okay, and he kept me on a pitch count, and it really got me through the whole year.
For the Astros, they go to Pete Harnisch, a very tough right-hander who came over for the Orioles in the Glenn Davis trade, and he is going to go for the Astros today. Here are the lineups in this one. This is a very important game for the Giants. It's going to be the beginning of a nice winning streak if they can get it done tonight. All right, Darren Lewis leads off. Robbie Thompson second. Todd Benziger, listen to this lineup, third. Matt Williams fourth. Barry Bonds fifth. Willie McGee sixth. Royce Clayton seventh. Kurt Mannering eighth. And Billy Swift on the mound with that sinker ball going for the Giants. Now for the Astros, it's Hall of Famer Craig Biggio. Steve Finley, who also came over with Harnisch in that trade. Louis Gonzalez, Ken Caminiti, Eric Anthony, Chris Donalds, Eddie Taubenzie, the catcher, and Andujar Cedeño is the shortstop, and Pete Harnisch, the right-hander, is on the mound. This is September 22nd of 1993. All right, the two teams get on the field, and the Giants started off first. Darren Lewis walks, and Taubenzie throws him out. He's caught stealing, so both teams go down in the first. In the second, Barry Bonds gets a walk. Willie McGee gets a base hit. It's first and second, and Royce Clayton hits into a double play. Still no score, and Billy Swift mowing him down as well. We go to the Giants' fifth inning. Now, Barry Bonds leads it off with a base hit, and he steals second base. Willie McGee gets an infield single. It's now first and third, and Pete Harnisch bears down, and believe it or not, this is Giants baseball of 1993. Clayton strikes out. Mannering strikes out, and Billy Swift, a pretty good hitter, hits a fly ball to left. So still no score through five. Billy Swift has given up two hits and one walk to the Astros. We now go to the sixth inning. It's a very tense game. The game means a lot to the Giants and to the Astros. Two out, first and second for the Giants in the sixth. Barry Bonds comes up, and he pops up to Caminiti to end the sixth inning. So Billy Swift still mowing him down, no score, as we go into the Giants' seventh inning. Willie McGee leads it off with a base hit. Now Dusty Baker plays small ball. Royce Clayton lays down a bunt and gets McGee to second. And Kurt Mannering, of all people, laces a double. And for Mannering, he had 49 RBIs in the 1993 season. And he drives in McGee with the first run of the game. Billy Swift flies out to center. And Darren Lewis grounds down to Biggio to end the inning. But the Giants take the lead now, 1-0 after seven innings. Now, we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Billy Swift has only given up three hits to this point. With two out, Greg Biggio gets a base hit and steals second on Swift and Mannering, but Steve Finley pops up to end the inning. The Giants lead 1-0 into the ninth. They do not score in the ninth as well, so it's 1-0 going to the bottom of the ninth, 31,507 on the edge of their seats, as Billy Swift comes out of the game.
I had games where I could go out there and throw 75 pitches for nine innings. So it's one of those things where he would talk to me and I would talk to him. We would keep in communication, and you have to be like that. You can't let a player, when you know you're going to go out and take him out, let him talk you into it. And I would tell Dusty, as I came off the mound in between innings, I'm okay right now, but keep an eye on me. And it's just stuff like that, and you have to do that. You have guys ready to go, and if it looked like I was laboring, he would take me out.
Dusty Baker goes to his closer, and that is Rod Beck, who at the time has 41 saves. Well, Rod Beck comes in, gets Luis Gonzalez on a fly to left, but here comes trouble with Ken Caminiti. He rips a base hit. Eric Anthony, a ground ball to short. They go the easy way for the fielder's choice. And Chris Donalds pops up to Clayton to end the game, and the Giants win this one 1-0 over the Houston Astros. With this win, the Giants go to 94-57. Atlanta loses. They go to 97-55. So with 11 to go now, the Giants are 2.5 back of the Atlanta Braves with 11 to go. As I said, this is the first game for the Giants of a 7-game winning streak that they had to have to get back into this race, which took them down to the last weekend against Los Angeles Dodgers. And we know how that one unfortunately ended. Well, the Atlanta Braves had their last weekend against the Colorado Rockies, and they beat them 3 straight to win the division. But for this one, the Giants had to get this one going tonight. And Billy Swift goes 8 innings, 4 hits, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. And he runs his record to 19-8. For Rod Beck, he goes that 1 inning in the 9th, gives up that 1 hit to Caminiti, and gets his 42nd save of the year. For Beck, that year, he ends up with 48 saves. Now, for Billy Swift, to the end of the season, going down the stretch, Billy Swift wins 4 in a row. He ends up with a record of 21-8. This is one of the best seasons a Giant right-hander has had going back to the Marichal days. Swift ends up 21-8 on the year. He throws 232 innings with an earned run average of 2.82. For Rod Beck, he ends the season with 48 saves.
5-3 Giants. The line by Rod Beck, and the 1-2 pitch is grounded to second base. Benjamin has it. He throws. He's out. Ball game is over. And the Giants and the Braves will go to the final day tied for first place.
So 1993 goes down to the last day of the season. Solomon Torres goes for the Giants against the Dodgers. It does not go well. Atlanta beats Colorado. Atlanta has a record of 104-58. My goodness. The Giants 103-59 and lose the division by 1 game. There's no wild card. And that's the way it ended for the Giants in 1993. The Giants' run differential that year, 172. Atlanta's run differential, 208. And those are two outstanding teams in the National League. 2 hours and 14 minutes, and Billy Swift could do that. He got the ball and he threw it, had that sinker going, and they end up beating the Houston Astros that night, 1-0 in the Astrodome. By the way, Harnish, a good game as well. 8 innings, 7 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts. Todd Jones finished it up with a scoreless 9th inning for Houston, and that is the way it ended, as Houston could not push a run across in the 9th inning and got shut out 1-0. What a game. So the Giants go on to win this game, and it's, as I say, the first of a 7-game winning streak. They're now 2.5 out with 11 to go, and they get it down to the last day of the season. This was a great one. Billy Swift pitched well. John Burkett was pitching well during that stretch as well. But for Swift, this was his night. 19-8 after this one, and the Giants win it 1-0. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.